No staying in bed. Let's get at it here. The Doug Steffen Good Day program on the air with Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen overviewing, clicking, if you will, on whatever the hot items of the day are, and there are plenty of them. Same, I don't know, if you look back at this week, Kenny, this seems like sort of a predictable week in conversation, you think? In terms of, we all knew everybody would want to know about Whitey Bulger, and he got how many life sentences?
So far, just two.
Ah, really? And he's 84? You think he'll make it out?
Hey. Well, Florida still wants to talk to him. I think there's another state or two that will take care of him, too.
Why would anybody waste their money? You got to wonder about the system sometimes. The system, this guy's got two life sentences. He's 84 years old. He's never going to see the light of day again. And yet somebody wants to try him in another state for the same kind of stuff? Foolishness. It is foolishness.
The argument there is that his lawyers have already started to appeal.
Yeah, I suppose.
And if this case somehow got screwed up and he were to get off, then he may still have a giant sentence from Florida or from California or wherever else he's darkened doorways.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Darkened doorways with his Colt 45 or whatever it was, what his weapon of choice was. All right, so anyway, Whitey Bulger gets his comings or comeuppance. Let's see here. The statin drug study. We've spent a lot of time and sent a message out as to how conventional medicine still seems to get the attention. And I haven't said this publicly, but I have said it to some friends about how it's kind of like Monsanto and Big Ag and Big Pharma. They're all the same. Big Pharma wants to sell more statin drugs because they've been very successful, haven't had many lawsuits with them. So my cynical mind goes right to thinking out loud now that this is a lot of hoopla. Ken Kronhaus is one of my best friends and spends a good deal of time on the Good Day radio program. Some of you may listen to us as we're together over the weekend. I'm sure we'll talk about this over the weekend in the Good Day Weekend program, which focuses mostly on your health. But Ken, who is prescribing for he's a cardiologist, he prescribes for his patients statin drugs, and has for a long time, says the safest drug around. He was trying to get me on it because I don't have enough of the good cholesterol. I kind of am okay in the bad cholesterol department. My cholesterol overall number is low. It's like 186 or something. And so what many doctors say is that that's important. The number is important, not how much high or low you've got. Ken doesn't agree. And so a lot of others don't either. Ken, I will tell you, is not in the pocket of anybody. So there's no question in my mind that he really believes that this is the way to go. But he's, again, pretty conventional. So if your doctor says, we want to put you on statins, there are some other things. The only thing that I can understand about statin drugs that are the problem in the discussions I've had about them over the years is that they can make your muscles cramp and ache. And I don't know whether that's true. I take niacin and red yeast rice, and that there's a certain amount of statin quality to that, and I think maybe that's why. I hadn't thought about it, but there's been so much conversation about it this week. I was starting to think the reason I have as many cramps as I do is because I take that stuff. May have the same impact. If you're a doctor and you're listening and you think I'm whacked, help yourself to 888-302-3684. Which is the phone number that you normally can reach us on. We also have facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter @Good Day Show. Email to Doug @DougSteffen.com or to Ken @DougSteffen.com. So this week on Facebook, we have had a lot of focus on a couple of different things. Certainly, we asked, I think yesterday, when it gets to, I said this all week long, I've been saying it for months, that the Obamacare, the ACA, going to be the number one story continuing through the end of the year and at the end of the year. So you have any more? We came up with dozens and dozens and dozens of words on Facebook and on the air that were used to describe the Affordable Health Care Act. I said, please give us one word and one word only. Got any trailers on that, Kenny?
Oh, let me see if I can open it up here. We have, I was just trying to count how many responses it has been. It's well over 60.
Yeah.
Let's see here. A couple more. Brent says diabolical. Betty says disaster. Brennan says communism. And Scott says perfect.
perfect. Really? Oh, and we didn't ask people to embellish on it. So it is understanding that people might think, there are a lot of people, a number of people who think that this is a cool thing, that it's a good thing. Okay, that's fine. That's swell, in fact. All right, what other trails do we have between our various social media and our audience?
Well, I just posted on our Facebook page a story that is tied to the video of the day. Toys R Us has this new commercial for Christmas, and it's politically correct. People are just are off the rails on this.
I know I'm going to like it before I even hear it. Then
it's a bunch of school children who come out and get on the bus to go on a field trip, and there's an adult there who's explaining they're going out to nature and they're going to look at leaves and stuff, and the children, as you can expect, are pretty bored with this.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bus actually pulls into the parking lot at Toys R Us, and he says, "Just kidding, you get to spend the day at Toys R Us." And the kids are super excited.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's a Toys R Us commercial, and they're playing with toys and everything. And Huffington Post has put the headline on this: "Is this the most anti-science, anti-environmental TV ad ever?" Are you kidding? This doesn't slam science or education. I know when I was a kid, I would love to have gotten a day off of school to go play in a giant toy store. I don't see what's so terrible about this.
Ah, but see, you have a different point of view than those who are on the heels of the politically correct movement. That's the whole thing. You're thinking about it using some common sense. Kenny, no, not supposed to do that. All right, so what's the question? What are we asking? Just for reaction to that, we've posted it, though, and if you'd like to see it and spread it around, you can do that. The way to share it is pretty easy. If you go to facebook.com/goodday show, you will see what Kenny's talking about, and you may want to pass it around and get an expression of opinion from the people maybe you work with, the people who are in your family, people in your circle of friends. I'm sure you get a lot of friends or people that you friended on Facebook, so ask them and see what they say.
Yeah, this kind of thing, people who think it's ridiculous just usually dismiss it as being ridiculous, mm-hmm. and the people who are then making the noise make it sound like this is the way everyone thinks. There are tons of comments on the page where this is originally posted that all support this as if it's the end of America, because right. these kids get right. to go to Toys R Us.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. It's just a toy commercial.
The end. Go ahead.
Share it and comment on it, please.
Yes, please. The end of America is coming not because of something like this. It would come as the end of the world may come because we have created a world of zombies. We've created a generation, the millennial generation, more than any other generation, doesn't think, doesn't have to. You know, most schools are requiring that iPads be given to students. Either they have them, they pay for them themselves, or the school district pays for them. We just went through that in Framingham, where I am in Massachusetts. It's outrageous. You're basically teaching the kids they don't have to think anymore. They don't have to learn how to write. They don't have to learn how to add. They don't have to learn how to do a damn thing. Nothing. Just learn how to use the computer. That's all. Or the tablet or the iPhone. That's all you have to do. No thinking involved. People can't. Have you noticed this? The frustration that parents have with their children. I wonder, your kids are of that age, Kenny. So whether you notice it or not, the essence of their ability to think. There was a district in California. I can't remember. My daughter and I were talking about this. Some school district that refused to either allow kids to even bring iPhones or any kind of tablet or any kind of device like that to school. They taught them the traditional way, and their scores have been the entrance exam scores and other achievement tests have been off the charts in comparison to these systems. Most of the systems in the country who think they're doing these great things by requiring everybody to have a tablet. You realize what that means? It means that your children will not think. They won't have to think. They'll be robots. And what happens, God forbid, if somebody, the Manchurian candidate, or somebody at Google decides, or maybe, I don't know, whoever, somebody someplace can get a hold of and control those boxes, then what happens? Whoever controls those boxes controls the country, if not the world. Am I right or not? again, given what appears to be very practical and level-headed thinking about the results that are happening now with the so-called millennials. I think you come to a conclusion pretty quickly that that's what's going on when you understand the whole kit and caboodle of the dependency that millennials have on these devices. And it's worth conversation. If you'll do, 888-302-3684 on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
This is a special alert to all Americans who are behind on their taxes or haven't sent out prior year tax returns. If you owe back taxes, you're now eligible to settle that debt with the IRS for much less than what you owe. For free information, call Consumer Tax Relief today. 800-731-4700. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liability for a fraction of what they owe. Act now on this limited time opportunity or risk wage garnishment, bank levies, outrageous penalties and fees, and property seizure. Consumer Tax Relief specializes in tax settlements. When you call, you'll be matched with experts who are former IRS agents with insider knowledge of the system, which makes a substantial difference as they resolve your tax debt directly with the IRS. Call 800-731-4700. There's a limited amount of time that can be available to where the government will accept tax settlements, so you must act now. Call Consumer Tax Relief today. 800-731-4700. 800-731-4700.
Musicians, you know the best day to get deals on the gear you want is Black Friday. And Guitar Center stores are currently loading up in preparation. But there's no need to wait for the big day. We're kicking off the doorbusters early. It's Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday. Now through Thanksgiving, score an insane in-store daily deal. As much as 80% off list on vocal mics, headphones, drumsticks, ukuleles, and more. Grab a daily doorbuster available from 10 to 1 in-store only. As Guitar Center counts down to Black Friday.
Ahoy, young swashbuckler. It's time you put me, the Fisher-Price Imaginext pirate ship, on your holiday list. We'll travel to the land of a thousand wedgies, sail the treacherous stinky feet sea, to find the treasure chest filled with candy. Ooh, we're gonna have fun! I mean, harg!
Something missing from your list, like Fisher-Price, Barbie, or Play School toys? Get to Kohl's Making the List sale for lots of great savings, and earn Kohl's cash this Friday and Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Musicians, you know the best day to get deals on the gear you want is Black Friday. And Guitar Center stores are currently loading up in preparation. But there's no need to wait for the big day. We're kicking off the doorbusters early. It's Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday. Now through Thanksgiving, score an insane in-store daily deal. As much as 80% off list on vocal mics, headphones, drumsticks, ukuleles, and more. Grab a daily doorbuster available until 1 p.m. in-store only as Guitar Center counts down to Black Friday.
At the Sears Veterans Day event, the deals are so extravagant, we brought in a town crier for all to hear.
Hear ye, hear ye. Let it be known that you can get 30 to 40% off appliances. I repeat, 30 to... I have to get to Sears.
Head to the Sears Veterans Day event and save 30 to 40% on appliance supervised. Plus, when you use your Sears card, get 10% back in points to spend on anything you want with our free rewards program all season long.
Sears, where better happens. 10% in points on first $1,000 spend and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 131.14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
21 minutes after the hour. More on the American Health Care Act, or whatever the hell it's called, the ACA, coming up here in a few moments.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Just a perfect day.
The original of this. Let's get out of this fast. The X Factor last night, the top 10 performers opened up the program with a tribute to Lou Reed, who rolled over in his grave when he heard that perfect. Is that me or is that really awful, Kenny?
That's just doesn't... I appreciate what they're trying to do there, but that just doesn't fit that show.
Yeah. I guess I didn't appreciate it, and that's maybe my problem. Let's move on now. Friday, November the 15th upon us, Doug Steffens Good Day program. President Obama offering up a fix for one of the biggest issues with his insurance plan. Companies now be allowed to continue to offer their current plan for one more year, even if they don't comply with the Affordable Health Care Act. Allowed is the word. Allowed. What is that? Allowed. They may not choose to. Is that what we get out of that? I mean, this is the, yeah, the verbiage here is even. So if somebody's policy has been canceled, the way I read this, they could or may not choose to give you back your insurance. Is that right or not?
Yeah, that's up to the insurance company now.
Oh, so they could say you're a high risk, screw you, and we'd be right back to where we started from. So these people opened up a can of worms. They screwed everybody around. They said, okay, now that we're confronted with this political reality, we'll be the good guys and we'll allow companies to continue to offer the current plan. But if they don't want to, they don't have to. So how many people are going to be screwed over because of that?
Well, it's even better because some of the states that have their own exchanges aren't going to do this.
Ah, even nicer, huh?
Yeah.
What a mess.
So
my God,
for all the people in California, for example, who have had their policies canceled, too bad.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if they're as fortunate as you are and we're able to save some money, then I guess they're okay. But California, Idaho, Virginia, and Kentucky come out swinging. All the individual plans have to adhere to the new state law, to the new guidelines. Since insurance is regulated at the state level, every state will have to make its own determination. So Obama's giving you nothing, right? What is he giving? What is this? It's another ruse. Unless I'm misreading.
He's done what he can. Mm-hmm. He can't. You know, it would be a big overreach even for him to try and dictate what the states do.
But he's dictated what the states were going to do before with the passage of the act in the first place.
Well, but he allowed all the states to make the determination if they're going to run their own exchanges or not so that they could control it. Just most of the states didn't want to do that.
All right, here's the president talking about let's just listen to this first. This stuff nauseates me.
We fumbled the rollout on this health care law. There are a whole bunch of things about it that are working really well, which people didn't notice, right? Because they weren't controversial. So making sure kids stay on their parents' plans until they were up through the age of 25, and making sure that seniors got more discounts on their prescription drugs. There were a whole bunch of stuff that we did well over the first 3 years, but we always knew that these marketplaces, creating a place where people can shop, and through competition get a better deal for the health insurance that their families need. We always knew that that was going to be complicated and everybody was going to be paying a lot of attention to it. And we should have done a better job getting that right on day one, not on day 28 or on day 40. I am confident that by the time we look back on this next year, that people are going to say, this is working well.
You're full of crap. You know that? This guy, I can hear John Stewart having a picnic with that. Can't you? On the Late Show? And have a picnic with it. That's just more drivel. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. One of those creative minds is Eric Ries. His book, The Lean Startup, is helping to grow businesses big and small around the world. Eric Ries.
One of the most important concepts of a lean startup is what I call the minimum viable product, or MVP. That is the smallest version of a product that can begin the process of learning whether customers actually want our product or not. And I'll give you an example. Everyone today knows the company Zappos. It was sells shoes online. It was sold to Amazon a few years ago for more than $1 billion. And when I talk to entrepreneurs about building a company like Zappos, they always know what to do. First, sign a lot of partnership deals with shoe manufacturers to make sure we have lots of inventory, build a huge warehouse somewhere to hold all this inventory. And before you get to the end, you realize that they've talked themselves into a situation where they need to raise millions of dollars and take years to develop the first product. But if you actually get the real story of how Zappos actually began, they didn't do any of those things. They actually just walked into a local shoe store here in Palo Alto, and they made the owner a deal. They said, if you'll let me take pictures of your shoes with my digital camera and put them online, I promise if anybody buys those shoes, I will personally walk into this store and buy the shoes from you, and then I will mail them to the customer remotely. Here's an opportunity to learn from actual real customers, not what they say, but from what they do. It didn't take very long. It was a classic minimum viable product. That became a billion-dollar business, and in fact, is the core of a lot of very successful businesses. That's how they began, with a minimum viable product.
Eric Ries is author of the New York Times bestseller, The Lean Startup. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Which do you love best? Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes, yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
On the Friday Doug Steffen Good Day program, for those of you who think that I'm too tough on President Obama, I think that the people who are in his own party have told a story here, and people who used to support him in the various media, whether it's the talk genre, the people who are obviously his fans and voted for him, who are in the news media, all of this stuff now is coming home to roost. So he tells us that there's going to be lots of satisfaction with this a year from now. He must not even be in touch with his own lack of credibility, can he? Ken Kessler is here with me on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. He's so out of touch, and he sounds like he's worn out and broken. Does he to you? Does he look that way? Does it seem that way? It's troubling because when he does well, the country does well. When we all do well, we're happy. This is just not good. Not good. At any rate, am I missing something? What do we get for comments on this? I probably should ask you. Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter @Good Day Show.
Paul says calling Obamacare a train wreck is a disservice to train wrecks.
To trains. Yeah. Okay, what else?
Mike says, remember when 85% of us were happy with the health care we had? Instead of helping the 15%, Obama screwed it up for everyone.
Yeah. And that's the ego, you see. That's the whole. And the fact that you can't really. He said to insurance companies, okay, you can if you want to let these people that you canceled have their insurance back. But if it was a bad policy for the insurance company, they're going to say, hey, no, sorry. Then where do you go? So. Again, what has just been said by the listener there may underscore what the reality is. It's screwed up for everybody now instead of just for the people who didn't have it. So good idea, good intentions, it would seem. There are people who will even argue with that. They just think Obama wants to control everything. And I guess you can make a good argument for that in this circumstance. What a mess. Here's radio host David Cruz talking about the comments that the president made and the criticism that he's been receiving.
President Obama defending the Affordable Care Act, saying he hopes the insurance companies in America will extend the policies because he said, yep, we fumbled it. We fumbled it at the outset. But I have to tell you, he said, we fumbled the rollout on this health care law. I liked the tone, the honesty, the ask me anything you want. He was as open there. He said, let's get real about this. I know he's not happy with it, but he said, I have to take responsibility for this. And you know he doesn't, because he has people under him like Secretary Sebelius. And so you say to me, well, don't call for another change because we need to keep her in place to make this thing work. Well, you know what? There comes a point at which if you're the person in charge and you didn't make it work, you know whether you should be the one to stay. You know that. and in what I call these seasons of change in many different places. Sebelius knows that she's got to go. Here's the other thing. The Democrats were already abandoning the president because they're getting close to their own elections, and they know they're going to face some tough questions from constituents. They're already taking heat. You know, good weather, fair weather friends like that I don't need. When times are good around the president, my gosh, everyone wants to rally around him. When they're not, or when something like this happens, you know, the rats begin to scurry. And I have to tell you, members of the party who are starting to think that they need to distance themselves, and maybe they're being Clintonesque in the way that they're talking because, you know, Bill Clinton came out, and, of course, he didn't spare any thoughts of his own. I think more to help Hillary than anything else. But I say this. It's premature, and it's ill thought of because you're really biting the hand that has been feeding you. Were it not for a Barack Obama in the White House, there'd be a lot of Democrats who would not be in their positions. And if you want to look at it like that, if you're concerned about your job, you've had a rock star there. Now, there have been people throwing rocks at him, true, from the other side. Now you start? With friends like that, who needs enemies?
888-302-3684. Much of the material in this hour of the Good Day program comes from programs that Kenny monitors. Mostly are radio programs, but sometimes they are television, news talk television programs or interviews, that sort of thing. All right, so that's David Cruz with his take on the president and the criticism he's getting from his own party. Now, as you know, I'm interested in having both sides of the issues covered. Even though you may hear from me something that's pretty strident, I normally won't get too involved in political stuff because I don't find either of the political maelstroms to my liking. But this country is so messed up by what's happened between George Bush and Barack Obama. It's inconceivable how it can get fixed or righted. But still important to have both sides of the issue discussed. So from David Cruz, we go to David Bowes, who says the president's comments don't honor the promise that he made, despite what some people in the news media are reporting.
This is being spun, and I've seen this three times now in the coverage thus far. There's a talking point that some of the mainstream media is already using, that this is the president's effort to honor his promise that you can keep your health care plan. However, I would like to point out two things. One, that the president didn't say, if you like your health care plan, you can keep your health care plan for one extra year. You won't get that cancellation notice that you got. You're going to get it again in about 9 months. If you like your health care plan, you can lose your health care plan twice. That was not the promise. The promise was you could keep your health care plan, and it was nonsense. He knew it was nonsense. Democrats in the Senate knew it was nonsense. Democrats in the House knew it was nonsense. But they went along with it anyway for ideological reasons. And now they're pretending not to because it's too embarrassing. It was too explicit of a promise. And because of the rollout embarrassment, they're convinced that the stupid, frightened people have not had the opportunity yet to figure out that they shouldn't be upset that their health care plan has been canceled. Now, when they talk about these garbage plans, I want to point out again, you had the pancreatic cancer survivor writing in the Wall Street Journal, describing her plight, describing how that horrible plan ended up paying well over $1 million and was continuing to pay for her catastrophic coverage. And she loved it because it was keeping her alive from a disease that was expected to take her life in 3 months or 6 months. She'd been alive for 7 years. But now she has to make a choice because of this failure to allow insurance companies to continue the plans that they'd been selling and people had been buying and people had been appreciating. Now there's another woman who's come forward saying, hey, I've been being treated for cancer in the same way, and I'm losing my health care plan, and this is not the kind of stress that I need. I don't want to go through what the president wants me to go through. I want to be able to keep the plan that we had planned on. This is exactly why I purchased it. By the way, this is only the beginning. you know, when we find out the impact on employers. We haven't even gotten to that point yet. So White House is saying, well, this is a fraction of the people being impacted. You got 5% of the people. Yeah, you know, you got 5 million people losing their health care insurance and 27,000 signing up for the exchanges. But 100,000 if you count the state exchanges and everything. Look, since they've delayed the employer mandate portion, we don't know yet. Why would we trust the word of what they say the impact is going to be on employer-related insurance? Why would you believe that? Nothing so far has been the truth when it comes to the individual, so why would you believe how it'll impact your employer's insurance?
It's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. All right, so let's wrap this up. Ann Coulter is on the prowl, and she's talking big things, good things about Bill Clinton, because Clinton's taking his shots at the president as well. Here she is talking to radio host Mark Simone in New York.
Bill Clinton comes out and says to President Obama, you should make good on your promise. Fix this. Make sure people can keep their policy. What the hell is that all about?
Yes, well, we know that Bill Clinton is punctilious about the truth and keeping his word.
I think what it is, these Clintons are always scheming chess players.
Uh-huh.
They realize this will be such a disaster by 2016. They want to put so much distance between themselves and Obamacare. That's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, this is not a good sign. I just don't want the Democrats getting out ahead of the Republicans, which is why, once again, Mark Simone, I have the highest esteem for Ted Cruz.
Boy. Wait, I'll tell you something.
Republican.
You know I'm not a Ted Cruz fan.
But now you see the genius of what he did.
No, because he screwed up before, but now he's saying the right thing. Ted Cruz is now calling, and this is the good idea, a bipartisan coalition now to start over on health care reform.
I think it's better branding Republicans as just anti-Obamacare because this is becoming a disaster, and anyone who doubted my love Ted Cruz before can see what a genius plan it was as the whole thing falls apart immediately after. Republicans have come out strong against Obamacare and calmed people like you and me. I mean, we're used to Democrats, even their ill-gotten gains. Usually Republicans just get into office and, oh, well, okay, you won that one. This really, it gives right-wingers, well, all Americans hope that Republicans are going to revisit the issue of Obamacare, and now the whole thing is falling apart and Ted Cruz comes out smelling like a rose.
Well, I thought Coulter was a Chris Christie fan. Where did I go wrong in that thinking? Didn't we talk about that earlier this week, Kenny?
I thought she is too.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, that's just one more piece of the pie. What's important, some of the talk radio input, some of the callers, some of the things that you have on your mind, so help yourself to our lines, 888-302-3684. Get to four or five of you in a moment or two as we continue focused on Obamacare, American Care Act, whatever the heck we call it this week. It is important for us to be having these conversations, so we'll continue in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
It's autumn, and the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
This holiday, Toys for Tots celebrates 66 years of delivering a message of hope to America's less fortunate children. In 1947, one Marine unit delivered 5,000 toys. Today, they provide toys and books to more than 7 million children in over 750 communities nationwide. With 16 million children living in poverty, millions of families will struggle to make ends meet this holiday. Fortunately, they can turn to Toys for Tots for help. Lieutenant General Pete Osman, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
The need has never been greater for Americans to support Toys for Tots. Through the gift of a new toy or a cash donation, help bring the joy of Christmas and send that message of hope to our nation's less fortunate children.
Toys can be donated at all Toys R Us or Babies R Us stores through December 8th. Monetary donations are accepted now through December 24th and online at toysrus.com/toysfortots.
Musicians, you know the best day to get deals on the gear you want is Black Friday. And Guitar Center stores are currently loading up in preparation. But there's no need to wait for the big day. We're kicking off the doorbusters early. It's Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday. Now through Thanksgiving, score an insane in-store daily deal. As much as 80% off list on vocal mics, headphones, drumsticks, ukuleles, and more. Grab a daily doorbuster available from 10 to 1 in-store only. As Guitar Center counts down to Black Friday.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
At the Sears Veterans Day event, the deals are so extravagant, we brought in a town crier for all to hear.
Hear ye, hear ye. Let it be known that you can get 30 to 40% off appliances. I repeat, 30 to... I have to get to Sears.
Head to the Sears Veterans Day event and save 30 to 40% on appliance supervised. Plus, when you use your Sears card, get 10% back in points to spend on anything you want with our free rewards program all season long.
Sears, where better happens.
10% in points on first $1,000 spent and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 131.14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Thoughts now on the continuing conversation about the Affordable Care Act. Ron's listening in Tucson. Go ahead, Ron.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I was just thinking that there's like a lot of working poor that they're being forced to pay the like $89 or $90 or $100 a month for the health care, and that's just killing them because you know they don't make enough to pay their rent and to buy gas and food, right. You know.
Yep, we've heard that argument. Thank you. Rufus in Michigan with a focus on the entire matter.
What has happened is that legislation was passed, which is the ACA, and was made uniform across the United States when we have each individual state with its own insurance structure. We really do not have a medical delivery system. What we have an insurance delivery system that insures medical care. And when we start uniformly trying to change things across the United States, it creates a lot of hardship. I know people need insurance coverage, and that's applaudable, but to unilaterally put a law into effect without adequately considering what the impact would be for each state and each citizen in those citizens in those states is problematic.
Mike, wrap it up for us, will you please?
I blame the press for letting basically letting Nancy Pelosi pass a law without anybody getting to look at it. And we don't really have a health care law. We have a tax law. That's what it is. And to tell you the truth, I didn't mind going bankrupt over health care, but you can't go bankrupt with the IRS. That's the problem with them, you know. And if somebody wants to give me something, actually I have to want it first. It's not a gift if you don't want it. You know, I mean, I don't want to drink poison, but people are handing out poison.
Mm. Interesting way of looking at it. So the president says that he's reversed his previous policy. So Democrats on one side, Republicans are happy to maneuver around. It'll be interesting to see what they cook up. All right, enough on this. Let's move on to a couple of other things as time allows here in this hour of Good Day.
Nutritious food is real.
Neo Body Armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Let's have some discussion of health issues, health and your well-being, issues that have been real and or created. The first item of interest comes to us courtesy of affiliate KFAB in Omaha, Nebraska, where Gary Saddlemeyer talks to medical analyst Dr. Shreela Sharma. Sounds like somebody who would be on the, what's the name of that character on The Good Wife, who's the investigative reporter? It was named close to that, I think. Anyway, so the FDA wants to ban trans fats. A lot of people have been talking about that this week. Let's get this particular take on the discussion of the issue.
The FDA has announced a gradual elimination of trans fats from American food. Let's start with the medicine of this. And I guess we know, we've heard enough to know that this isn't particularly good for us. But what are we talking about with the term trans fats?
Well, trans fats, you know, they're essentially man-made. So way back when we found out that saturated fats like pure butter were not good for us, that's when industry came up with actually developing these trans fats, which are essentially vegetable oils that have been solidified in the lab by adding a hydrogen atom to it. And so the process is called hydrogenation, and that's why you'll see partially hydrogenated oils in the ingredients list, which is essentially your trans fats.
Okay.
And they were added to increase the shelf life. So it was actually sold as being heart healthy way back when we didn't know, and also increased the shelf life of the products. So it became very popular in the food industry to use them.
Okay, what does it do? Because this is a big item for people. What does it do for flavor?
It increases, I mean, it doesn't do a whole lot different for flavor other than it increases the shelf life and the stability of the flavor of food. So this flavor stays in the food for longer, if you know what I mean. So
yeah.
If you have cookies and, candies or any baked goods made with these trans fats, the flavor will stay in them for longer, which is, of course, good for the, you know, if you're selling the product. So that's why they've been very popular. And they're present in a lot of the processed food, even salad dressings, granola bars, chips,
yeah.
Most of the snack foods.
This is why if you find Twinkie, that you bought in 1976 is still fresh, basically. That and
that's right.
And the other preservatives. Okay, so what when this stuff goes away, what will the food processors be using? Do you have any idea? I mean, are we just going to see food that doesn't last as long, or will they find some other additive?
Well, since 2006, we've been phasing this out. Yeah. So, you know, the food industry was given the option of start phasing this out of the food, which is why since they added, you know, the label to the foods that you buy specific to trans fats. So the food industry has been working on substitutes for a while now. So you're not going to see a big impact on the type of foods that you're purchasing because we've already developed a lot of good substitutes for the trans fats.
All right. That's one thing with the FDA. Now there are a couple of other things. This week we have carried at DougStephan.com and on our Facebook page an action alert which requests those of you who care about where the food sources are in this country, that is the good food that comes from the small farmers. If you're concerned about the survival of small farmers, I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, so I'm very much interested in this, as are many of you. You need to call your legislators today. There are several issues, including the genetically engineered foods. The chemical manufacturers, the junk food companies are spending millions of dollars to keep you in the dark about what you are eating. And so there is a legislative alert in the state of Massachusetts and others to do what they've tried to do in Washington State and California and get it so that you know where the food is coming from, and these guys are trying to kill it. Plus, there is the FDA's proposed regulations that would require farmers to get rid of, dairy farmers like me, to get rid of manure. They don't want us to spread it anymore on the fields and present something that's good for the fields. They want to have chemical fertilizers used because the number two guy at the FDA is a Monsanto guy. So those, if you go to DougStephan.com on our Facebook page, Kenny, the help that you can get from us as to how to do this, how to register your complaints with your congressman, with the FDA, is right there. And do we bring it around to the front of the line again, Kenny? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I can push it back up to the top again.
There's a bill to legalize the sale of raw milk in Wisconsin, crossing a hurdle in the state legislature this week with approval by the state Senate Committee on Rural Issues. This was a big to-do a couple of years ago, and now they brought it back again. Wisconsin should be selling raw milk.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.